Yeah, roger that. Yeah, well, it's the same here, yeah. Most of my contacts I talk to when I'm out here or up there, and I guess I can't talk to them no more. But like I said, it is what it is. I was telling Mike this morning, 489, I never get his numbers right. Oh, I got it right, 489. Yeah, there you go, the brain's waking up. You know, and I told him, he was talking about it, I told him the same thing. It is what it is, you know. If they're cut, they're cut. You know, what are you going to do? But, yeah, if your match was that high, the reflected power going back in your radio was so much that it kept the transmitter keyed up. You're lucky you didn't damage it. That's bad if you got so much reflected power back into the radio that it's actually, because that can happen. I've seen that happen with, you know, other radios. People keyed up with such a bad match that it would hold the transmitter keyed up, you know, till you turned it off or whatever you said you did. That's bad, you know. That can, you're lucky you didn't mess that radio all up. Yeah, Jack's a good guy. I hear him calling for you all the time out here. He gets out here like, you know, 2-3 times a day and calls for you. And sometimes you do answer and sometimes you don't. But, yeah, he gets out here and calls for you. So, you say that's a 40 watt. Do you have to run it at high power? I mean, I'm sure you do when you're way out there. But like from where you're at now, if you were running it, do you have to run high power?